At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. It's official. Three incumbents lost their seats on the Dallas City Council in Saturday's runoff elections. Omar Nevaez bested Monica Alonzo in West Dallas. In two Southern Sector districts, Kevin Felter unseated Tiffany Young, and Tanel Atkins reclaimed his seat from Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Eric Wilson. Atkins stepped aside in 2015 because of consecutive term limits. Felter, Atkins, and Nevaez will join former acting mayor Dwayne Carraway as the newest members of the council when they're sworn in June 19th. The winners of the Dallas City Council runoff races were confirmed last night after Dallas County officials counted hundreds of sequestered mail-in ballots. The precaution was taken as part of an ongoing voter fraud investigation. Saturday's winner of the Clyburn Piano Competition's gold medal said the victory in Fort Worth took physical and emotional endurance. 28-year-old Yakwon Sunwoo of South Korea had to give new performances nearly every other day over the last 2.5 weeks, and he said he wanted to make each one count.
There's no one way or no perfection, so that you keep on trying to make the ideal music by really expressing every single detail that you want to do. So, like, every time you feel that you could have done better.
Sunwoo takes home $50,000 and 3 years of international bookings. Americans Kenneth Broberg and Daniel Hsu won the silver and bronze medals. They each won cash as well as 3 years of concerts in the U.S. Family members usually have to wait outside when doctors treat someone for serious injury, but that's changing with trauma care for children. A new study finds it can be beneficial for the family to be inside the emergency room. Lori Vinson is Senior Director of Trauma Services at Children's Health, which took part in the study. In this edition of Vital Signs, Vinson talked with me about the benefits for family.
It decreased their anxiety because they knew what was occurring with their child by being present in the room. Even in those very critical situations, they felt like the healthcare team was doing everything possible for their child. Caregiver, a parent, cares for their child every day. Mm-hmm. And so now they've had to release that to a team of strangers usually. And they feel like they're still caring for their child in a way by being present and being supportive in the room.
But medical professionals haven't been quick to embrace this idea.
I have to say that sometimes they're still reluctant. There is an uneasiness sometimes that comes along with it for the healthcare team.
Is it just a reluctance to change?
I think sometimes they worry about, is it going to hinder care? Is it going to impact our ability to be able to do everything that we need to do for the child? Mm-hmm. Those type of things that research actually has shown aren't really a problem. Sometimes they're not aware of that. So one of the things we did back in 2002 was brought in people to educate our staff and educate our core team to provide us education on what this should look like and what we should expect.
So you had to undergo training to make this change happen.
Absolutely. And it's ongoing. Uh-huh. Because as you bring up new generations of nurses, new generations of physicians, because we are a training facility, so we're in constant training of the next generation, and educating those that are new to the practice and new to healthcare.
Mm-hmm. What specifically, though, do you have to train them about in regards to family presence?
So letting them know that we do have a policy and protocol on how we do it to ensure that the healthcare team is able to do their job, mm-hmm. That there's a family support person. So we always have either our social worker, it could be a chaplain, it could be child life, it may be a nurse that stays with that family member, and their entire focus during that time is that family member if it's in a critical situation. Mm-hmm. So assuring the team and telling them what that person's role is. Also letting them know that if for some reason there was any type of a disturbance or any ability to not have the care, you know, that we need to provide, that family obviously would be removed from the environment so that we can make sure the child has what they need. So just educating them all those things that we have in place, mm-hmm. to ensure that it goes well for everyone involved.
Okay. I was just wondering, trying to envision all of this in my head,
yeah.
if it just changes how a medical professional would have to go about what they're doing, knowing that a family was in the room.
It wouldn't change anything they do. Mm-hmm. It would not. It's simply, and the process works really quickly, especially, so this last study was looking at trauma patients. And so With trauma patients, 75% of the time, there's probably not a family member coming with them. And that's because it's highly likely the family member might have been in a trauma patient too, motor vehicle crash, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So they might be being cared for somewhere else. But when the family does come with a child, mm-hmm. it's so routine for us that when the child comes in, the parent's right along with them. We quickly do a quick assessment of the child, and then someone just lets the physician know, I have mom with me. Is it okay if I bring her into the room? Yes. They enter the room, and frequently it's social work, stays with them the whole time, and starts talking and explaining to them what the healthcare team's doing. So that allows the team to still focus on taking care of the child, because we still have a content expert who's providing that support and answering those questions. And then when the healthcare team has the opportunity, when it's appropriate within the care, to then start answering those questions as well. So it's very smooth. It's quick. I don't think people think about it a whole lot anymore. It's just what we do.
Hospitals were slow to embrace the change in the beginning. Are you seeing a change in their acceptance of this?
It's still slow, I think, sometimes in some of our, what I'd like to say, adult hospitals, those that don't care for children as much. Mm-hmm. But I think you see it much more embraced in pediatric hospitals.
Any particular reason why?
I think because with children, you're so used to there being caregivers present for almost everything you do because it's a child. Mm-hmm. So we're more likely, I think, to embrace it quicker than maybe those that are caring for adults where it's not as common.
Lori Vinson, thank you for being with me.
You're welcome.
Lori Vinson is Senior Director of Trauma Services at Children's Health. Coming up on BBC NewsHour, the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, holds meetings with colleagues as she attempts to restore her authority following the loss of her majority in Parliament. We'll look at the consequences for Brexit. That and more on BBC NewsHour beginning at 9 here on KERA 90.1. Partly sunny skies, high near 91 expected today at 77 degrees in Dallas, 76 in Fort Worth.